Today in our parish is Commitment Sunday for our stewardship renewal, which began a few weeks ago. I made the introduction to our renewal time. This is actually our fourth year going through with this. So on Commitment Sunday, we pass out these cards before Mass. Does anyone have one in your hand? Can I see it? Can you raise it up? I think we got a few of them out there. Okay, so does anybody need one right now? Because we want to use it, just be open. We got some people that can pass them out. I'm just going to walk through this and really pray within the Spirit of God as we go through this. And it really has been a good tool for us going through. And it's also a good, helpful tool for me because I still personally need to go through with this. The Lord always, we hear in Scripture this image of fresh wine. We can't pour new wine into old wineskins or it bursts. So God's always got something new that He's inviting us into. And it takes that openness to God. So really pray for that openness to what God desires. Stewardship can be a remedy to the disease of, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, more and now. I had that as a kid. More and now. Any kids or families can relate to that? Our culture actually cultivates that, and the neuroscience of our brains is actually developed by the immediacy of fulfilling people's desires with more and now. And scientifically, we're building or we're cultivating brains that expect that and need it. Actually, what we do as stewardship, giving to God what belongs to God, is a remedy for some of the attachment disorders we may have in culture and society. The first step in here as we look at this, is to realize everything we have is from God, deposited into ourselves as resources, whether it's our gifts, our time, our talents, and our treasures. So the first step is to recognize what we have is from God. As we live through stewardship, I think it's easier to be caught than taught. As we foster new generations in this sense of generosity and giving, fellowship and service, this is a tremendous parish for people just to experience that. And I know with the food baskets that we do for St. Vincent Paul, I know they're passing things out for Thanksgiving. The generosity of this parish is extraordinary. And as you see the decorations that happen here, it's extraordinary. The people that are on the art environment team, the people that work behind the scenes, it's extraordinary generosity that this parish has. Part of the basic principle, in stewardship, God is the source. Our parish believes that in the 10% tithe as a biblical standard. So it's not just some idea we just pull out of the hat, but it's a biblical standard. We give not because there is a need to give. We give because we need to give. That's a real clarification. In our parish, we ask that part of your charitable gifts come to the parish. And I do want people to be generous in our community and beyond. Just to share some of the example here, if you're looking at the tithe in the treasure side, if a household makes $60,000 a year and gives $20 a week, that is 1.7% of income. If a household makes $60,000 a year and increase their offertory to $42 a week, that's 2% of the income. So as we do some of the math, and as we have a scribe in the gospel today asking Jesus, he's trying to take accounting, okay, what's the greatest? Okay, what do I have to do? So some of the scribes or the writers or the people that were asking Jesus, what do we need to do? Well, some of the invitations we have as we look at the time, the first point on time here is to attend Mass on Sunday and holy days. So to look at the holy days, there's only one more for this year. It's December 8th. The demands on your time are tremendous and great, and they're not going to get smaller. They're going to get greater. So the biggest thing is, how do we make the critical things that belong to God, give them to God? So looking at your schedule in your year, how do you mark out Sundays? That's a priority. And looking in our time and for holy days, in the days of creation, there are, as you know, seven. One of those days is God's day, the 24-hour period. So coming to Mass, I just affirm you in these steps being here for Mass, but this 24-hour period is God's time. What do you do with God's time? It really is meant for recreation, recreating our soul, so that when Monday comes, or maybe somebody doesn't have Sunday off, but like the day off that you do get, it's so you can reorder your system so that as you go back into the work week, God can be managing or guiding you through the work week. So we look at, out of the 7 days, we give one day to God. For revenue, we look at the tithe. So to think about, out of the 100%, we get to keep 90% as you want. But God does, in a scripture, biblical source, ask for 10%. We keep 90. So it's part of this invitation that's doing the math. Each year, situations change, people's lives change. It's this dynamic movement in our lives, which is beautiful. So it's a process and a way and an exercise. I do not say that I do this perfectly in my story, in my life. I do consider myself often a man of little faith with a small heart, believe it or not. God is still working on me, and sometimes I'm the resistant son inside or outside my call for priesthood. Let me just share one of my experiences. When I was in seminary, when I was in Rome, we were not allowed to come home for 2 years from seminary. I forgot to tell my mother about that. It was not a good idea. We had to stay working in Europe or Africa or Asia. So I went to Russia actually to work with the missionaries of Charity Sisters because they had such a big influence in my life in Rome. So as I went to work with the missionaries of Charity in their homeless shelter in Moscow, I encountered God in many ways, many profound ways there. And just that experience to find that security and shelter in God alone was a powerful experience. My desire, my love, became to be a missionary. Before going into seminary, I did experience falling in love and being loved, which was a tremendous gift and a gift for my vocation. But also in my vocational journey, it's that experience of falling in love with a mission or an idea. It's a great idea, but it just didn't happen to be God's idea. I was desiring to be more than a diocesan priest. I wanted greater adventure, to go see the world and serve in this radical way. And I was convinced, by the way, my mother was not convinced of this. Let me share with you for this way. And as I came through with this is back in 94, and I said, okay, I am kind of a stubborn Irish, hard-headed person, and I get my mind set on something, and God really has to work to help me to get in the right order. And I did remember saying, well, if Mother Teresa's in town, I'll have her go pray over me and then I'll figure out what's right. Pretty simple, right? As a matter of fact, she was in town right down the street from our seminary, and I was able to have some private time just praying with her. And it wasn't at that moment, but what it was when I went before the Blessed Sacrament after that prayer time, that I really felt the Lord saying, stay where you're at. Stay. And as I described it to my spiritual director, it was like the fever broke. It's meaning, okay, I was like driven, I got to do this. And I learned, and through a spiritual director, why spiritual director, Deacon Peter knows, Monsignor Sipple, who's still a mentor for me today. He's 85 and he still goes faster than I do. He's amazing, Monsignor Sipple. He used a great line, the Lord leads and the devil drives. There's a real special nuance. So I can help other people with this, but I need a spiritual director to help me with this. So to look at, say, okay, is the Lord leading this, or do I feel like I'm being pushed or imposed? The way of stewardship is invitation, not imposition. So as we hold this up, my way is just to invite, but I'm not about throwing negative guilt on people, but it's this invitation, and the Lord leads, the devil drives. And so you look at your time or your ministries, and we do have this, the ministry handbook, and it says, what do you seek? And your life and your family, what is it you're seeking? So I think as we do this, it's a remedy actually to some of our attachment disorders in our modern culture. When we give to God what belongs to God, things fall into place. And it will help with marriages, with families, and with all areas. Am I living my life as God desires? In faith and prayer, I ask people, I invite people to let the Lord lead this exercise. 450 years ago, St. Ignatius composed a beautiful prayer of offering. You've probably heard it before, maybe hearing it in a song, saying, "Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will." And this day on Commitment Sunday, I just use this formation, the basic pattern, to be confident in his love and his grace. That's a starting point. So not that it's like, wow, I have to do more, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing this. We just start with a white canvas each year, just being confident in God's love, and just that we receive the deposit of faith, deposit of our time and our talent and resources. And then it's like, and the Lord say, okay, what are you going to do with that? So take time today while there is still time and hopefully momentum and that movement of the Spirit to allow this to benefit all the areas of your life. And if there are any disordered attachments, I think this is a great remedy here. This is not a legal document. It's only an exercise. I pray, God, help us to recognize what we have is because of you and to be generous with what we have because of you. And Matthew 25 sums it up pretty well when we're reminded, whatever we do or we do not do for the least of our brothers, we do or do not do for Christ. I'm just going to pause now and just in this just sacred time, just pause in quiet. Then I'll invite Chase to play a little instrumental music. And for those who have a completed card, I'll have you bring forward into the basket in front of the altar. But let's just pause for a moment of silence here right now. I thank you, Lord, for the gifts that we've been given. Good and gracious God, thank you for the gifts we have. Lord God, I thank you for this community. I thank you for all the gifts you have given us. Amen.